nation.
Episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, Kamala Harris seeking to formally take over the White House. We are going to talk all about what is going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Additionally, Hunter Biden, what's he doing inside of the White House? You're not going to believe the criminality he is pushing in the final days of the regime. And the leftists all over the world are making their absolute fraud run deep. They are taking over French elections. They're going to be taking over American elections. We're going to tell you the latest schemes they are cooking up. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Monday edition of the show today. It is July 8th. We are back from the holiday, and I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do that. That is a thumbs up on the browser. That is a thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboard, because it is the only place that we belong. So, we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too. And let's go. Hello, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Monday. It is July 8th. And I am joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game. You know what? We had to get him out of bed this morning. We had to pull him out of bed because he was still a little bit hungover from the 4th of July holiday. But that's okay, Frankie. Glad to have you back in studio. Glad to have you. We take no days off. Frankie was working on July 4th, okay? He was working because the most patriotic thing that he could do, okay, was do things for this show so we could continue to save America all the other 364 days a year. Frankie, how you doing?
No days off. Maybe a few hours off. No days off, though, Mike. Great to be here. I hope I remember how to hit all my buttons. It feels like it's been a year, but hey, we're back. Let's go.
Frankie said this morning, I'm a little rusty. I said, Frankie, you know what? The greats know how to do it in their sleep. Okay? We have our eyes closed and we just do it. Okay? Kind of like I can do a whole podcast with my eyes closed. Okay. Guys, we got a big show for you today. I'm very excited. It's a big week.
Big week.
You can feel it in the air, but my voice is a little strained from all my socializing over the weekend. Okay, I was out east, Eastern Long Island, a lot of friends. So I'm going to be calm, even though I'm excited. I'm very excited. Going to be heading out this week, okay, on Wednesday to the RNC convention. As some of you guys may know, I am one of the 50 people in all of the entire nation, who is on what's called the RNC Rules Committee. So that means yours truly is one of the people who are literally making the rules of the Republican Party for the next 4 years. The Rules Committee meets and they make the rules for the convention and they make the rules for the party in the next 4 years. So pretty big stuff going on here. I'm excited about it. Okay, we're kicking out the rhinos, we're kicking out the squids, and we are gonna have America first, baby. I am so excited for it. And we're gonna talk more about that. We're gonna be broadcasting live from the convention and we're gonna be doing so many things. But before we get all into that, okay, we have to continue to cover the demise of the Biden regime because the corruption is happening to the bitter end. They are kicking and screaming on their way down. We have them right where they want them. Anybody you talk to over this holiday weekend is saying they're done with sleepy, crooked, filthy Joe. They're done. When I say filthy, did you see his jacket during July 4th? He had like a big stain. We won't get too vulgar. It was absolutely disgusting. But what's even more disgusting than what's on Joe Biden's jacket, okay, is who's in Joe Biden's office. And it's amazing how in the midst of Joe Biden's horrific debate performance, in the midst of him literally faltering in real time, doing the George Stephanopoulos interview and bombing that, what's crazy to me is the people who are in his inner circle who are convincing him to still run and who are in the White House really without any type of ramifications. They're just there. They're advising him. These are his inner circle in like the wartime. These are the people who like his ride or dies. And it seems like those two people who are left are Dr. Jill, who's not a doctor, and the Ukrainian oil and Chinese hedge fund billionaire, Hunter Biden, who is neither one of those things, a businessman. Roll this clip, Frankie. It's quite disturbing.
Miranda, it's great to see you. And you've tackled so many stories about all of the censorship coming out of the mainstream media. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But first, we've been talking about so many extraordinary things in this program this morning. How do you see things? What's most important to you this morning?
Hi, Maria. I think people haven't quite given the significance to Hunter Biden's presence in the White House that it deserves. If he is in control of his father, as it appears he is effectively the commander-in-chief by proxy. And that's a very frightening thing for the country. Hunter Biden is devious, intelligent.
Come on! What are we doing? We have a situation now where Hunter, think about it, guys. Hunter Biden is in the Oval Office every day calling shots. Because, yeah, we know Biden's not calling any shots. So we've literally devolved to a point where it's so jacked up in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that it's kind of flying under the radar that Hunter Biden's in the office calling shots in the White House. I mean, we've got to that point where it's so bad on so many fronts that Hunter Biden in the White House every day now is like the least of what people are talking about. Guys, the corruption goes so deep. Frank, you can pop this on the screen. It's not just Hunter Biden. It's not just Dr. Jill. How about Hunter Biden's, how about Joe Biden's doctor? Jamie Comer said that President Biden's physician was involved in Biden's business dealings that resulted in $200,000 landing in Joe Biden's bank account. Did his involvement impact the medical assessments? Yeah, I think we might have an answer for that. How unbelievable is that, Frankie, is that the doctor, okay, Biden keeps, like the doctor, okay, who's like one of the main people at the center in the cover-up, because everybody knows, like, you know, the number one thing right now that people are saying is like, guys, like, if you're acting like Joe Biden's impaired now, like, where have you been for the last 3.5 years? People like me have said this vegetable is incapacitated, but as the pressure is mounting for the reelection, it's becoming worse and worse and worse, and they thought that he wouldn't get to this point. They didn't think he would get this bad this fast before the end of the 4 years. They thought they could have him kind of like he was in 2019, 2020, where people like us saw it, but they were able to, like, kind of sweep it under the rug. Now it's so bad, okay, that the physicians' misdealings are being brought to light. Did they have the doctor on the take? The answer is yes. The answer is that in the, how cinematic is this? An incapacitated president who has Lewy body dementia, what do they call it? Lewy body dementia. Okay, I think it's what it's called, or Parkinson's or whatever. Our friend Dr. Soloway's talked about it. Multiple doctors ever since have talked about it. But Dr. Soloway, who comes in the show a lot, talked about it years ago. That the doctor who was not diagnosing him with health problems, oh, he made $200,000 too. Everybody was on the take. It's unbelievable, Frankie. Truly is unbelievable. Couldn't write a more jacked up story if you could.
Oh my God.
So Hunter, so Joe Biden's doctor, I keep saying Hunter Biden because like they're both like equally corrupt. Like Hunter Biden is in there in the White House. Oh, you should stay in the race, Dad. You have so much stuff to do with foreign policy. You have deals to make with the Ukrainians. You have deals to make with the Chinese. Dr. Joe's standing there. Oh, Joe, you answered every question. You hang in there, baby. And then you have the doctor going, Mr. President, you seem to be perfectly healthy. Perfectly healthy. Yes, thank you for the $200,000 direct deposit. It's like, it's so bad. So that's all going on, and obviously the situation becomes more tangled and jacked up by the minute, and more people are calling for Biden to resign. The number in the congressional delegation of Democrats right now is in the dozens, if it's not over 50 by now, and you can't run for re-election under a condition like that. You can't run for re-election when the two things you talk about are, one, not being cognitively impaired, and two, saying that people want me to drop out, but I'm not dropping out. Could you imagine you're literally heading into the election, you have 100 days to the election, and the number one message that you have out there for the American people is, I'm not dropping out of the race. It's like, well, what? Like, it's like, can you imagine that's the message that you're pushing 100 days out? I'm not dropping out. That's a really, like, think about where we're at as a society. It used to be like, you run on a message, we're gonna make America great again. Even Barack Hussein, hope and change. Okay, George Bush, we're gonna do that. John Kerry, we're gonna do that. Al Gore, we're gonna do that. People are running for president, and at least they have a message, right? Biden's message is, I'm not a cognitive vegetable, and everyone wants me to drop out, including everybody in my own party, but I'm not doing it. This is a clip from the George Stephanopoulos interview that actually made the situation 10 times worse. Roll, Frankie.
Would you be willing to undergo an independent medical evaluation that included neurological and cognitive tests and release the results to the American people?
Look, I have a cognitive test every single day. Every day I have that test.
Come on, man.
Everything I do. You know, not only am I campaigning, but I'm running the world. And that's not how it sounds like hyperbole. But we are the essential nation in the world. Madeleine Albright was right. And every single day, for example, today, before I come out here, I'm on the phone with the Prime Minister of, anyway, I shouldn't get into the detail, but with Netanyahu. I'm on the phone with the new Prime Minister of England. I'm working on what we're doing with regard to, in Europe, with regard to expansion of NATO and whether it's going to stick. I'm taking on Putin. I mean, every day, there's no day I go through that are not those decisions I have to make every single day.
And you have been doing that, and the American people have been watching, yet their concerns about your age and your health are growing. So that's why I'm asking, to reassure them, would you be willing to have the independent medical evaluation?
Watch me between, there's a lot of time left in this campaign. It's over 125 days.
So
don't
the answer,
make a decision.
The right answer right now is no, you don't want to do that right
no,
now.
No, I've already done it.
Okay, so he's already done it. He said he proves himself every single day that he's not cognitively impaired. He's on the phone behind closed doors with these prime ministers. Does anybody believe that anymore? Does anybody believe that he's not, again, like he's in the room. The phone call is on speaker in the room, but he's like this. And they're all speaking for him, okay? Like, I think, again, it's not like a joke anymore. I think everyone believes it. Hold on, Frankie, before you opine here, he says that, and then we got this next clip here. It's like, oh, I'm tested every day. Hey, Joe Biden, what state were you a senator from for the last 40 years? Roll it.
Look, even when I was running for Senate, and each time I ran, quite frankly, not a joke, Philadelphia in particular, got me across the line. No, I'm not joking.
And the best thing is everybody claps because they've all been trained. Anybody in the room is now extra trained to clap profusely. And you know, I noticed Joe Biden was doing like these rallies. Okay, that's like 50 people in a little gym. And the 50 people in the room, anytime Biden says something, when he slurs and completes a sentence, they literally like go crazy. It's like, have I had my meeting with the prime minister? Anyways, yeah, President Biden, like they're going crazy. So like right there, the guy said, Philadelphia always got me across the finish line when I was a senator. You were the senator of Delaware. Philadelphia is in Pennsylvania. How did Philadelphia get you across the finish line year after year? That doesn't make any sense. Yes, Frankie.
Just a couple things. Like, first of all, this guy's talking, you know, oh, well, just watch me in the next 100 days. He sounds like, you know, watch me before I die in 110 days. Like, it sounds like just wait until. Yeah. It's like, what you. There's a lot more after that 100 days. 4 more years, pal. But other than that, it's just so funny. I know you.
That's so good. But that's so good. The best, you're right. Yeah.
And the best part for me was, you know, right after that, it was cut. But right after that, he says to George Stephanopoulos, like, oh, did you see the crowd that I spoke for yesterday? And George literally is like, hey, Mr. President, I wouldn't go there. You know, Trump really, really wouldn't go there talking about crowds. Look at Trump. It was like, this is a joke, bro. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like they're getting to the point. They're getting to the point where, like, they're done. And you know why they're acting like this? Because these people are leftists, so they're like pissed at Biden for not doing what he needs to do. Like, he should have been announcing he wasn't going to do it 2 months ago, like the day after before the debate. But he wanted to go through it, and then the people in the party were like, all right, maybe we'll let this go for as long as like he can actually like fake it till he makes it. Again, like back in 2019, 2020, he was in the cognitive decline, but it wasn't this bad. Remember when he said, the kids turn on the record player and they listen to the record player. And we're like, Like, so people now are a little bit pissed. Like, you hear the undertones of people like Stephanopoulos getting pissed off. They're like, shut up. Oh, I draw a big crowd. And then Stephanopoulos in the back is like, shut the fuck up. Like, no, you don't. Like, they're like done. They're just done with him. They're just like done. Like, no, you don't. Okay, Keiser, Trump draws bigger crowds. Yeah. Stop it,
George Stephanopoulos.
At least lie about things we can control.
George is used to, you know, working with real criminals like the Clintons, you know, and he's like, this guy's just ruining everything for everyone.
This guy's a stupid criminal. He's absolutely right. Okay, so now speaking of stupid criminals, the question that's on everybody's mind is it Kamala time? Okay, Biden getting the boot, and everyone's saying that Kamala's time to shine is now. Jean-Pierre said, okay, that Kamala Harris is the future of the party. People are talking about Kamala Harris being the next woman up, and that she right now is making moves behind the scenes to assume power. And the reason that people are supporting her for this power assumption is because that technically, if Biden were to leave, people are saying that when it comes to Democrat campaign contributions, you can't just give away Biden's reelection war chest to anybody. Like, if Biden's out, it can go to Kamala because she's part of the fund, okay? She's part of the ticket. So she could keep running with all of Biden's money. Any other candidate they put up could not do that. Does that make sense? Like, federal election law doesn't just let you transfer $200 million. It can go to Kamala, and that's why she's making moves. But the crazy thing is that there are other Democrat mega donors right now, which I'm reading about, that are actually raising money to fight against Kamala Harris getting the nomination at the convention. So if, let me tell you something, a little rule of thumb here. If mega donor multimillionaires and billionaires are raising millions of dollars right now to fight Kamala Harris at the convention, to do like a floor fight and like an ad campaign for the delegates as the convention comes in August, they know stuff. They know that Kamala Harris is angling. And if the message is out there that Kamala Harris is the only one who can assume the money, oh, and that there are leaks coming from with inside the White House of something we're about to show you after this next clip of Ann Jones, that if those leaks are coming out, they're coming out from the Kamala allies within the White House, because she's the only one who can assume the office, who's right now within 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Does that make sense? Here's Van Jones talking about it. Roll, Frankie.
First and foremost, I'm sure you were able to listen to what President Biden just said, talking about all of the reasons why he believes he should be president again. But then at the end, joking that he only looks 40 years old and that he's never been more optimistic if we stick together. Van, I'll start with you.
Well, look, I mean, he's still in the race and he's doing what he's supposed to do. I'm glad to see him out there. I'm glad he's doing interviews. I'm glad he's doing all those things. The challenge is that the numbers are not encouraging, and the party is no longer united. You already have 4 House Democrats who are saying step down. You're going to have more. You're going to have more. This week, unfortunately, you're going to have the split screen of the president having, you know, NATO allies here and people in his own party looking at this math. As David Axelrod said, this time 4 years ago, Biden was up 10. He's down 6. We needed that debate to turn things around. It did turn things around in a negative direction. And so I think that he's going to have to look in his heart. This is a party that loves him. I've never heard so many people say about a politician, I love this man. Not just I respect him, not just I admire him, I love Joe Biden. He is beloved in this party. and yet he may not be able to get us across the finish line. And I think people are hoping that he will recognize we're running Kamala Harris for president right now. That's who we're running. Nobody believes Joe Biden's going to be president in 4 years. And so we're in the worst possible world because she can't defend herself. She has to defend him. We can't defend her. We have to defend him. If we're basically running Kamala Harris anyway, let's run Kamala Harris and let her get out there and defend herself.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Yes. Let's go, baby. Because Kamala Harris pulled 0 to 1% in presidential pollings when she was running for the Democrat nomination of president a little way back. Remember, she put on the fake black accent? Remember, that little girl on the bus was me when totally unsubstantiated?
Not her.
She used to tell the stories about marching and segregation. Kamala, what do you want? Freedom! Remember that? Total lie. She like ripped that off of like some story of like some book. Kamala Harris is angling right now, guys. Kamala Harris is angling for it. She wants it. She sees this as her opportunity. Because again, she's not smart enough to ever ascend into the position on her own accord. She needs these chips to fall into place. And you know what? She, I guess, would be more, I guess you could say, capable of delivering the lines and reading off the teleprompter. Yes, Frankie.
Well, I'd just like to clarify. Yes, that was a plagiarized freedom speech, and it was plagiarized by MLK. Okay, MLK. That's who he stole. Okay, so continue.
Yes, yes. So, okay. So Kamala Harris, like I said, like if the only instruction for the Democrat person at this point, if the only barrier, the only threshold is read what we write for you, period, stop. You don't even have to do interviews. You don't have to do anything. Just read what we say. Done. I guess Kamala Harris could objectively do that better than Biden. But this is how you know Kamala Harris wants it, because things like this have leaked out into the press for the first time, things that we've never seen before that confirm all of the worst suspicions. How Biden event staffers guided him behind the scenes. These are the carefully curated instructions that go out to everybody, okay? The president, the team, the people who are running the event, step by step of Biden taking his step by step. This is where you walk in. This is where you stand. This is where you go. This is what you say. Do you see the instructions on the screen right here? What does it say? Walk to podium. It literally has a picture of what the walk to the podium looks like. Hey, this is what your field of view will be when you're walking to the podium, Biden. Then you turn around and walk back. Don't wander the opposite way. That is bad, Frankie. And did you see the radio host in Philadelphia? I think it was in Philadelphia. She got fired because she said on the air that she gave the interview questions. Gave interview questions to Biden that were prearranged beforehand. So the radio station just said, "You're fired. We don't do that. You're done." Like we don't allow it to be scripted, third world North Korean Kim Jong-un style interview propaganda. Fired her. It's all coming out. It's all leaking strategically. And I think it is a coordinated effort by Kamala Harris's people, okay, to get this stuff out there to embarrass Biden and make him look bad so he has no choice but to leave. They've never liked each other, Biden and Harris. Never. It was always arranged from the start. And now it is crumbling in real time in spectacular fashion. And the question is, will Kamala get her greasy paws on the Oval Office before Biden is cooked? We'll see. All right, guys, we're going to have a quick break. We'll be right back. What a crazy episode. Great way to start the week. Do not go anywhere.
Oh, unreal. Listen, if Kamala joins the race, like this will just be more fun of a job than it already is. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, unreal. Oh my goodness. Frankie thought he couldn't have more fun working as the executive producer of Mike Crispy on a Friday and Last Call. But we're about to get there. All right, guys. Listen, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you guys for watching. What a great numbers today. Oh, you guys missed me. You know, I was gone for a little bit, but I'm back. I'm back and better than ever, baby. We're ready to go. And it's so great to see so many of you. We're going to do some live chats. We're going to do some live chat action here. I'm the first one to tell you guys about our sponsor. and the first sponsor of our show today are our friends over at iTarget Pro. Guys, head over to iTargetPro.com right now and use promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. iTarget Pro is a laser firearm home training system. You don't need to spend money on costly ammo anymore. You don't need to spend time going to the range. And if you want to defend yourself in your own home, you need to know how to be able to shoot in your home, okay? Got to be able to do it in your home with your firearm. iTarget Pro is the only way that you could practice with that. And it is a easy, okay, affordable way to hone your accuracy and for your whole family to work on their shot. Your kids, your grandkids, your husband, your wife. And this makes an amazing gift for anybody in your family, okay? You guys see it's so easy to use. It's a laser bullet that loads into the chamber. It dry fires into the target, syncing up with the app. My own father used it. He's 64 years old. iTargetPro.com. Promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Let's go, okay? iTarget Pro, great sponsors, longtime sponsors of this broadcast. And we fully, fully love what they're doing. You got to have one. We have one. Many people out there have them. You should too. Makes a great gift for anything coming up. And now we're from our next sponsor. And our next sponsor are our friends over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head on over to goldwithcrispy.com right now, okay? That is goldwithcrispy.com right now. And actually, there's a new site, Frankie. It literally just hit me this morning. Crispybar.com. How about crispybar.com? Sounds like a candy bar. Sounds like a candy bar, but it's actually a website specifically they made for the Prepper Bar.
Wow.
How cool is that? It's crispybar.com. So I was just told about that. But guys, you can go to goldwithcrispy.com anyway, and you can get your and find your way on over to the Prepper Bar. Guys, it's an amazing product. Crispybar.com. It's an amazing product from our friends at Genesis Gold Group. They have these amazing prepper bars. Everyone's always saying, store value. Do I get the gold physically? What if I can't afford it? Like, you know, I want to be able to see it. I want to be able to hold it. I want to be able to know what it's worth. Well, guys, you guys see with the way that gold and silver is going in the market, the value of gold and silver is going up. They measure by the gram. What if I told you you could own something that's like a chocolate bar, okay, that has the tangible value of gold and silver right there? Well, this is what the Prepper Bars are, okay? They can fit in your wallet. We have one right here, okay? Boom, right there. This is a silver one. And it has like pieces, okay, that you can see the value of it. And you guys can see the value of what gold and silver is when you check the markets, okay? So gold and silver right now is at a 10-year high. And you could own physical gold and silver today in the form of these amazing Prepper Bars. The value is on there, like the grams, okay, and the amounts. So guys, go get them. The gold ones, I believe, have sold out over the last couple of days. But the silver ones are on sale right now. The value of silver is at a 10-year high. So guys, go to crispybar.com or goldwithcrispy.com. Okay, great websites. And go get your Prepper Bars and go talk to them about investing and diversifying your investments with gold and silver. They are the most transparent, great people in the game. They are the official gold company, the great Mike Lindell. He can work with any gold company. He partners with Genesis Gold Group because they're great faith-based patriots and we love them so much and we're very appreciative of their partnership in this show. All right, Frankie, let's do some live chat, shall we?
We
got an amazing live audience and we're you know, not even just getting started here. I mean, amazing. Let's see what we got. Let's see. We got USA Trump for Life. Everything is okay. Hoping everything is okay from the hurricane. If anybody is in the way of a hurricane, we all hope you're okay. Bad Moon, great to see you. Vintage Little Gal, great to see you. Kitten Head, how you doing? Ryan Mata said he was undercover, talked to some of the black gangs that ran Chicago. They're all ganging up against the Venezuelans. That sounds like it's going to end well. I'm going to get some self-defense there, everybody, because who knows what's going to happen. I don't know how you talk so fast, Mike, but more amazing, I don't know how I understand you. Fast. So New York, I had good training. Listen, here's the deal. I do talk fast, and, you know, for being away for, like, you know, 5-6 days as I've been and being out and about all day, all night. The fact that I still come into the studio and bring it at the speed, okay, and veracity that we're bringing it today, I think that tells you, you know, this is what we call the Iron Man Award. I'm giving it to myself. How about that? I'm giving, like when Trump made that joke that he wanted to give the Purple Heart to himself, he's kidding. I'm kidding. I'm giving the Iron Man Award of the show today to myself. And Frankie, too. Frankie didn't know if he was going to be able to click these buttons, but he's here.
Oh, crush it.
West Virginia in the house. We love that. CQ says, where's Lola? Lola's still sleeping. Lola had a big, big weekend, 4th of July weekend. So we appreciate Lola. We got Galveston Bay. Wow. Okay, we got some beautiful places that are watching today in the show. As long as the power stays on. Got that the power stay on. Everyone says, everyone get three weapons, 9mm shotgun and an AR. You will cover most situations. I completely agree. We have Houston in the house. People saying, Frankie looks like the Men in Black. Frankie, you do look like the Men in Black. Mike is just excited to be here. Yes, I am very excited to be here. I miss you guys when I'm not on the air. Obviously everyone likes a little break, but I don't like a little break. You know why? Because I like being with all of you every day, day in and day out, baby. You guys know the drill. But the value of gold and silver, how about this? But the value of grams of gold and silver change every day. So how does the value printed of the Crispy bar work?
It tells you the
value,
the weight.
Says the grams,
yeah.
Not the dollar figure, the weight. And that is what silver, that is what fluctuates. So you'll be able to basically tell what the totality of the bar is worth because it is in the weight, okay? Great question from my good friend Forever 45 again. Guys, GOP wants Biden's doctor to testify. Yes, Alex Ann says, we need Biden's doctor to testify. I completely agree. Completely agree. Pray for all the Texans right now who are in the way of, I believe it's a hurricane, right? We have a hurricane in Texas. Yeah. I did see something about that earlier today. So we hope everybody is okay. We love you and appreciate you guys. And without further ado, Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
I love it. And just a heads up, I see Conservacue. Where was last call? Listen, holiday weekend. We need a little break once in a while. We're back though. Don't you worry. On in.
Well, we're gonna talk. Yeah, we'll talk more about last call this week. Obviously, we're going to the convention and doing a lot of stuff. Frankie and I are really going to have to burn this candle and figure out how to get this done. But we will get this done because we love you all and we take no days off. Let's go, Frankie.
I love it. We are on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, if you want to talk about a group that is selling out more than anybody, it would be the contingency of members of the Democrat Party who still believe like that Biden has a shot. The people on TV who still defend Joe Biden, the people who act like he's a sympathetic figure. A lot of the people are on the take financially. Obviously, that's no secret. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's doctor, everybody in the Congressional Black Caucus, the group that is attempting to keep Biden afloat. And it's amazing how as Joe Biden continues to show himself as a hollow, empty suit, as a racist propagandist, that the Congressional Black Caucus and some people, okay, still act as if Biden is capable of being the president. It's disgusting. It goes to show you who's always been the biggest sellouts. Now, I've always said that black Democrats are the worst of the worst because they demonize black Republicans who want a better way for their people. And two, they act like everybody who says anything otherwise is racist. Oh, and then if you're a black conservative, then you're an Uncle Tom. It's the lowest common denominator of politics. It really is. Al Sharpton's, the race hustlers, the people who want us to be divided. These are the worst of the worst who keep our country apart. The people who sell the lie as urban areas are getting destroyed by illegal vermin migrants, criminal gangs from all over Central South America being imported into predominantly black cities, that would be the number one outrage of leaders in black America. I'm outraged for them. But do you listen to the way that these people talk? Do you listen to how shamelessly they talk? Roll this clip from MSNBC, Frankie.
But we have some breaking news from just moments ago. The Congressional Black Caucus is largely behind Biden. This according to two sources who told NBC that at least two members of the CBC were on the call this afternoon, Representative Maxine Waters and Representative Barbara Lee, and both members defended Biden forcefully, as Representative Waters did here in essence, as they publicly done this since the debate. What is your reaction? We're out of time, but I wanted your brief reaction to that.
Well, I'll be very terse. I have spoken to Congresswoman Waters. She is the ranking member on the committee on which I serve. I'm on that committee because she put me on the committee, to be quite candid with you. And she is adamantly supportive of President Biden. A lot of people take their lead from her, and she will have great influence. But I think that in the final analysis, we've got to look at what they will do to this country. Democracy versus autocracy. This is the question. Yeah. I think democracy.
Yeah, well, I think your Congresswoman Walters got a quite a cheer here when she says, I'm older than Joe Biden and I'm functioning very well.
All right, the sellouts. Okay, they're all taking that. Like Frankie, the dam is totally broken.
Oh, yeah.
They're all following Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters. Okay. Now we all know that Maxine Waters never had a real job in her life, and that she lives in a multi-million-dollar mansion, nowhere even near her congressional district. And then again, she's been taking. She took money from all these groups. Okay, all like these think tank groups, like Humpty Dumpty Institute. Like we've exposed it on the show what frauds these people are. These are the people who keep the phony contingency, the phony coalition of Biden support amongst Black America. The racist segregationist made a deal with people who throw their own community under the bus, and they call it a win for Black America. Oh, we got to see what happens if Biden doesn't get in. So, okay, so illegal vermin won't retake and cause chaos and violence and crime and death in urban Black areas? Ooh, wow, says the Black congressman right there. Are you kidding me? How about Joe Biden being raised in the Black church? That's a line they like to say so much. Oh, Biden says, I was raised in the Black church. They let him say that with no ramifications. Can you imagine? Again, this is why I'm not saying that the media is done with Biden. This is why I'm saying they're still managing the exit here. I've never bought into the thing, oh, the media has turned on Biden. Not so fast. Because the next two clips you're about to see, if this was President Trump, it would be wall-to-wall coverage of that and Biden's cognitive decline. They're just doing the cognitive decline, so when he inevitably does drop out of the race, there's like a sympathy effect here. He did what was right. Good Joe stepped aside with his health for the sake of the country. They don't want to talk about what a sleazy dirtbag he's been his entire life. And how the lies just roll off his tongue. You think Biden was raised in the Black church? It's either he was not raised in the Black church or he's full-blown lights on nobody's home dementia-ridden. Watch how he handles the offering. Watch how he conducts himself in the Black church. Just got to know what's going on. Roll, Frankie.
I don't feel the race I've come too far from where I started from.
I'm sad for anybody who's ever been discouraged. I don't feel no
All right, this guy is absolutely cooked. And there's other footage of them like singing and clapping, and he's just sitting there, just confused. But you can see there he's like taking money for like, you know, the offering to the church. And the guy doesn't even know what to do. They're trying to whisper in his ear, and then he's holding it, and he's folding it. Then he puts his hands down. Then he puts his hands back up. Again, I don't feel bad in the slightest. I would feel bad if Joe Biden wasn't just a disgraceful piece of human garbage, okay, who didn't deserve everything that's coming to him. This is his legacy. I hope he's remembered it as a laughingstock. Oh, people in the party love Joe Biden. No, he's a criminal. He's helped a lot of people make a lot of money. But it's disgusting, okay? And again, if this was Donald J. Trump not knowing how to act in the Black church, they would be mocking him right now, calling him a racist for it. And then if this happened, this next clip you're about to see, which went super viral on social media, but wasn't on any of the mainstream media outlets, they would be screaming racist, racist, racist through and through. Because you guys know, like, when your brain is off, like, okay, when you're Joe Biden, when your brain is literally corroded, you go back to, like, your worst reflexive instincts, okay, like the lowest of the low. And we know that Joe Biden has been a racist his entire life. So watch how Joe Biden reacts, okay, as he's meeting voters and talking to voters. Watch how he reacts with this young Black girl, okay, who wants to meet Biden. Watch this moment that she realizes that her hero, Joe Biden, one, doesn't even understand what's going on, and two, goes right past her because, again, he hates Black people. Roll, Frankie.
Back down. Hey, baby. There ain't no easy way.
Yo, poor girl. Wow, what a shame. What a shame. Joe Biden there. And you know what's funny? It's like that lady. Go back to that frame, Frankie. Just put that frame up on the screen. Look at that. See that old lady on the side, not the black girl. She was like elbowing the black girl out of, like, you know, angry, typical racist white liberals, like elbowing her out of the shot earlier when I watched the full version, like before Biden came over, like telling her to put her sign down, like swatting it down. And then when Biden came, he went right past her, went right to the old lady and the white girls. And again, if Trump did that, they'd be saying, what a racist, he doesn't care. And then you got the videos of Trump and like the black girls hugging him at like the Chick-fil-A or wherever he stopped. Remember that? Like when he stopped in the restaurant? Nope, nobody talks about that. They are enabling this guy still, because the mainstream media is still being soft on him. They're talking about his cognitive decline now because they have to. They're talking about it because they need to hedge to get him out of the race. They're not talking about what a racist garbage human being he has been and is. They're still kind of playing with him with kid gloves here. You even hear Van Jones, oh, people love Joe Biden. We love him. Really? Do you love that guy? You love him? Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, there's only a couple organizations, I'd say, that are responsible for the way this girl is feeling at that moment, and that is NBC and CNN, because they're the only, without them, this would be obvious of his feelings and how he treats people. But they prop him up as this messiah, you know? It's like, it's insane. And they hide all the racist nonsense, and then that's what happens. Someone gets very excited because they're watching Morning Joe every day. It gets, oh, look at this. And then her world is crumbled because she's been lied to for 4.5 years. It's just, it's insane.
It is insane, and it is disgusting. And that's why I'm not buying any of it, okay? I'm not buying any of it. And let me tell you something. Again, they're going to try to destroy the country and manage the decline of the country. And when there's more outrage by the leftists, okay, in, you know, black America, the left-wing, you know, black leaders, when there's more outrage about Biden's mental as it is about Biden's policies, which he has presided over in the last 4 years, and that is importing chaos into those communities, that doesn't sit well with me at all. I'm telling you guys, they want to turn America into what Europe has devolved into over the last couple of months and years. The future the left wants in America is really dark and really bad. And as Biden funnels in the migrants, okay, or whoever's signing the papers for Biden, funnels in the migrants, and they talk about his health, I believe that is a strategic head fake. Look here, not there, as we destroy the country. It's the next distraction, because they feel that if they swap him out in time, that those fears about the health of whatever, that could all go away. But this stuff isn't going away. Take a look at what's going on in the UK right now. Does it sound like something that could happen in America? You guys saw Rishi, okay, the Prime Minister of the UK, was bounced out. We won't get into like the workings of how the political system works in foreign countries. But in Europe, you know, that's a little bit more frequent that the leader, the prime minister, changes hands. So there's a new prime minister, okay? And the prime minister, one of the first things that he said was that he's going to unleash 40,000 prisoners into the public. He's going to release 40,000 prisoners into the public, one of the first acts he will do, because the prison system is overwhelmed. So he is going to categorize what prisoners are not of the, I guess, most threat to the people, and release them, because there's so many migrants in the country right now. And the system is basically almost at capacity. So like there's literally, you know, less than 1% of the prison population that is, of the rooms in the prisons that are available. So they don't know what to do. So now they have to strategically release the prisoners, because what are they gonna do, build new prisons? That'll take years. So now they gotta release the prisoners. So this is the consequence of importing the third world. You import the third world, oh, if they commit crimes, just arrest them. So when you import hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, and a large percentage of them commit crimes, what do? They go to the jail, they use our taxpayer resources, they use our prison system, they use our welfare system, and we pay for it. And then when real criminals commit crimes that are citizens, well then, how do we lock them up? We don't have room to lock them up. We don't have the manpower to lock them up. It's disgusting. It's happening in the UK. But I gotta tell you guys, the situation right now in broader Europe is also quite dire, because right now, and this goes to show you like where we're at as a world, how they are rejecting and not allowing right-wing groups to ascend to power, despite very overt and direct mandates from the voters. Frankie puts on screen. This is France, okay? France had elections over the weekend. And the map you see here is essentially the electoral map, okay? This is essentially the electoral map in France. And the blue you see on the screen is Le Pen's party. Le Pen is the conservative, okay, who runs the party in France. Now she runs, she's running like, you know, slates of candidates, okay, if that makes sense, like for different types of parliamentary posts all over the country. And what you're seeing on the screen is basically tantamount to Donald Trump winning all 40, like winning 49 states. You see the little red there. Okay, that's where Paris is, the only place where she didn't win. But essentially what you're seeing on the screen there is the equivalent of Trump winning every single state in the union. Now, won every single state, got the most votes total, but because of how the system works, because they have like a first round of voting and a second round of voting, because of how the system works and because the way that Macron, okay, who's considered a center leftist, conspired with the far left wingers, basically what they did was, because they didn't want to lose the parliament seats, they made a deal with the super left, I'm talking like the super left wing, like burn it all down party, to have people drop out of parliamentary races so either the far left winger would win or the Macron people would win and that Le Pen would lose. So what they did was that Macron made a deal with the far left, because they got like 5-6 political parties in these countries, but made a deal with them, promised them certain things, okay, to empower their radical leftist agenda, and had this mass dropout, something you've never seen in the history of European politics. Mass dropout, and despite Le Pen having the majority of the overall vote amongst the 5-6 parties, her party only won 1/3 of the parliamentary seats. Macron making a deal. This is the reaction, okay? People don't understand what's going on. They don't understand the money and the influence and the way they are seeking to cling to their power every single which way. Again, Le Pen had the mandate in the first round and the second round of the voting, but they conspired together to do everything they could to keep her out. And this is how the sheep react, being led to their own slaughter. You tell me, does this look like France? You have more people now in the UK elected and French elected that are Islamic than you do in many cases that are natives of the city and the states. You see that, Frankie, like in France, like in the major cities in France and Europe, you have like all these like radical Islamists who are getting elected. They're getting elected. They're shouting Allahu Akbar and all that. Like the identity of these countries are totally being wiped away. People called us fearmongers and Islamophobes when the mayor of London was elected years ago. Remember, his name was like, you know, whatever, Khan, and like he didn't like Christians, and people were talking about that, and Trump made a comment, and they said it was bigoted, and it was xenophobic, all the other stuff. This is what it's devolved to since. Roll, Frankie.
On vous a couché! On vous a niqué! Voilà ce qu'on dit!
Vous avez perdu, vous avez perdu. On est trop fort à gauche, on a l'amour, on a la fête, on a la joie, vous avez la haine, on est trop fort, on est trop fort.
Vous avez perdu, désolé.
Et c'est des racistes.
Voilà, c'est tout. Je peux pas aller se faire enculer. C'est tout, c'est tout.
Vous avez perdu.
Scud. Oh man, the sheep population is so strong, being led to their own slaughter. I mean, look at those people. They're all cheering, we won, we won. That is what we call the loud minority, okay? Because the majority of people wanted Le Pen. These sheep don't know any better. They don't know that Macron's moving the scenes, moving in to import the crime, make deals with the far left who are going to overtake the entitlement programs and the benefits and absolutely screw everybody who's a citizen of the country. These left-wing brainwashed fools are being led to their own demise. They don't even realize how dark it is. People don't realize that the deals that are being cut to enable this, they just cheer and yell and people act like they really have support. Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, this is a time where Macron could not be more hated. I mean, he just spent $1.8 billion to clean up a waterway for the Olympics that isn't even clean. It's got fecal matter in it. People are pooping in it. As a literal revolt, they're scheduling a massive poop in the river against Macron because he's dropping billions of dollars to have the Olympics there, and they're getting rid of historic things because they need bleachers in certain spots. Meanwhile, the people are on the streets like, where we need this money. And he's never been so hated in his entire existence. And this happens as just such bull.
He got, Frankie, he got 15% in the first round of the elections. 15%. Didn't drop out, stayed in, made deals with the people to the left of him. Okay, to have, again, mass scale dropouts. You guys know in the left wing, they control the party. It's not the other way around. It's not the individual, it's the party. Just like how Biden doesn't call his own shots, the people on the left in the globalist countries don't call their own shots. They said, you all got to drop out. Le Pen's people are going to win. You all have to drop out immediately. That's just the deal. We'll do something for you in the future. Drop out now. They did it. They clung to power. And now France and the European countries are falling in real time. And now the prisoners are getting let out in the United Kingdom. This is great. It's great. Coming to a city in America near you. Disgusting. All right, guys. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Show rolls on. Do not go anywhere.
Unreal. What a joke.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness, Frankie. What a show today. What a show. All right, guys, we're going to get right into the sponsors. Because I want to tell you guys, one, how amazing you are. Two, Frankie, let's get that Armor commercial, if we could pull that up. We're going to have a word from our favorite sponsor of this segment, and they are our friends and over at Armor Colostrum. Frankie, take it away.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Arma Colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, try Arma.com.
Hey guys, go to tryarmra.com/LFATV for 15% off for our listeners. We love you, especially our listener today. How about this one? This is something that was from the pre-July 4th show. And you know, my mom is so great. Sometimes she screenshots things where she really thinks I should give a shout out. She's like, make sure you shout this person out on Monday. So how about that? How about that? Hammer Time 22. How about that? It's so special you are. My oldest son's 19th birthday is tomorrow. His name is Gabriel. He has Down syndrome and would give him a great joy to get a birthday shout out. Hammer Time 22. Your son, Gabriel. We love you, Gabriel. You are a based patriot. Let's go. Happy 19th birthday. Frankie and I do this for you. We didn't want to miss the shout out. And, you know, thank you. And shout out to my mom, who screenshots these things. It does not let me forget. So just know, think about how funny that is. You watch the show, and then literally me and my mom and Frankie and Frankie's mom are like, you know, making commentaries of things to say and people in the chat to shout, like stuff like that. So, you know, that's how much we love you guys. We're talking about you when we're off camera, talking about you all the time. So happy birthday, Gabriel. We love you, Gabriel. Trump 2024. And we hope you'll pop back in the live chat soon, Gabriel. There you go. Chat's going crazy for Gabriel. See what we just did there? Boom. There you go. All right. Now word from our next sponsor, and our next sponsor are the Tacrite Night Vision Binoculars. Guys, did you always want to own a night vision binocular, but you didn't get one because of how pricey it was? Well, now you can grab one for under $200 from our sponsor, Tacrite, the people who brought you the amazing mini saw. Okay, Frankie's doing all his yard work with that mini saw. I mean, the guy's, it's a mini saw fiend. Similar to the night visions that usually sell for over $4,000, it is military grade. However, Tacrite was able to make it a revolutionary new night vision system. Military night vision requires at least some light to work. TacVision night vision lets you see even in the pitch darkness. Our viewers can get an amazing one-time discount. You can grab one today for under $200. You don't need a coupon code or anything. Just visit TacriteLFA.com. That is TacriteLFA.com. This should make a great gift for anybody interested in the outdoors, hunting, military, who just wants to be able to feel safe at night. Grab yours today, TacriteLFA.com. You can get the amazing night vision goggles. That's something cool that everyone's always wanted at some point in their life. Well, boom, here you go. Here's your sign. Under $200, amazing night vision goggles from our friends on over at Tacrite. Frankie, I think we should roll back into it.
I love it. Infrared, not vision goggles. If anyone knows, you know. Old school SNL when it was funny. On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And move back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. Little update on the Democrats' plans in the 2024 election. Like we showed in the last segment, it seems like the Democrats will do anything they can, and that liberals around the world will do anything they can to cling to their power. These people know no depths, and they always kind of function in uniform format because they're all part of the same globalist ilk, if that makes sense. So, this is an update from Wisconsin. Wisconsin Supreme Court overturns ruling that barred most ballot drop boxes in the state. The ruling could have a major impact on the battleground's state elections headed into the 2024 presidential election. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled on Friday, and it was a split ruling, 4-3, to reinstate the use of most ballot drop boxes in the state. a decision was made less than 2 years ago, which banned those drop boxes. People thought that Wisconsin would have fair elections because they banned them. Now the court has overturned that because the liberals, okay, in the state have spent tens of millions of dollars to lobby the Supreme Court to do it. And a lot of these court systems, okay, in these liberal swing states, like they're, you could say, past the point, they're past the pale. So it's something we gotta be vigilant about. You have to have voter ID. You have to have voter integrity. You have to clean up the voter rolls. We don't know who these people are casting ballots. We don't even know at this point who are registering to vote. So they've re-implemented ballot drop boxes in the state of Wisconsin where Joe Biden is underwater. They overturned the use of the drop boxes, then they reinstated the use of the drop boxes. It's not good. The fact that the fight for the election is being held in the courts in the last 3 years, that is not American. And this is even worse. Right now, Democrats are digging in and they are fighting tooth and nail for a bill that the House Republicans have been putting out saying that non-citizens should be banned from voting. Mike Johnson said that he wants to put forth a bill. It's called the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which would require documentary proof of United States citizenship to vote in federal elections, is the next one, Frankie. It could include a passport, a photo ID that proves a voter was born in the U.S., or another form of photo ID along with supporting documentation. The legislation would require non-citizens to be removed from the voter rolls and require election officials to ask voter registration applicants for proof of citizenship and open them up to legal consequences if they do not. Seems like something that everybody can get on board with. You know, if you were an elected Democrat 5 years ago, maybe you'd get on board with this. 10 years ago, you'd definitely be on board with this. 15 years ago, if you said that 15 years later, that Democrats would be fighting this tooth and nail, you would say, why would they fight that tooth and nail? It seems like that wouldn't be something popular amongst their constituents. But what do they know that we don't know? And I think this proves, again, judge somebody by their actions, not by their words. If they're fighting tooth and nail against a bill that would prohibit illegals from registering to vote, being on the voter rolls, we've exposed the way they're giving them these fake Social Security cards. We've exposed the way that non-citizens are allegedly, again, and there's total circumstantial evidence of this in different spots, but the data is pointing of mass voter registration increases where the migrants are being resettled, and now the Democrats are fighting so illegals will have to prove that they're not illegal in order to be able to register. Why would they fight for that if they didn't say in the back of their mind, if they didn't know they needed the illegal votes to count? This is disgusting. We're going to keep monitoring it and see what happens. The House GOP needs to pass this, and then the Senate needs to dig in and pass it too. And those swing senators, okay, the ones who are Democrats who sometimes vote right, need to stand behind this. This should be a unanimous thing. It is disgusting that Democrats are whipping against it. All those people are anti-American, literal traitors in the pure sense. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Do not go anywhere.
Unreal. Unreal.
Wow. What a great audience today. Listen, everybody, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Big week. Great audience. We're so honored that you guys are back with us. I got to say, the last couple of episodes, even before July 4th, now after July 4th, we're killing it. Guys, rumble the video, share the stream. We love you and appreciate you. And make sure you all go to MyPillow.com and use promo code UNAFRAID for up to 82% off your order. Super quick. You guys know what they got there. So many amazing products as the summer is here. MyPillow.com, promo code UNAFRAID for up to 82% off your order. Frankie, listen, we got the live chat rolling. We love you guys. Drop comments below. We'll answer them tomorrow, we promise. And let's roll right back into it.
Rolling on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, we said earlier on the broadcast that when it came to Joe Biden, all he was doing at this point was reading words written for him off a teleprompter. So if you switch out Kamala Harris for Joe Biden, I mean, really, there is no skin off the nose of Democrat elite. I guess they just want someone who could read the words that are written for them. But the question is, who are writing those words? Who effectively is the messenger on behalf of the country? We know that when President Trump was at the helm, that he was, in many cases, reviewing speeches with his writers and working on the messaging and giving them very detailed bullet points on what he wanted to say, following his mandate, all of things that normally any president would lead the charge on. Messaging is important. The message to the people is the most important thing. What you say matters, especially when you're the most powerful person on the planet. This is a photo that was posted of Joe Biden's speech writing team. Frank, you could put this on the screen. These are the people who are the messengers for the country. Do any of them look like, independent-minded, American, patriotic, loving, love of country service, making independent thoughts because they put the good of the country over their own, psych degree, gender studies degree they got, and doesn't look like it.
We got Jean-Pierre
like
in the back.
Unfulfilled young liberal women working for Jean-Pierre. That's right now who speaks for America. So when you see Biden give the speeches about climate change and equity and, I shut down Putin and all that, it's the liberal, puffy white girl sitting in a circle going, oh, yeah, he shut down the virus. Now we're just going to cross that out. He shut down Putin. Oh, they'll buy that totally because all the conservative liberals, well, they're stupid. They're hicks. They won't realize we're smarter than everybody. Yeah, no, they're done. Okay, there you go. That's who's doing the messaging for the country. What a joke. All right, guys, it's been all the time that we have the show today. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. You better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.